I get my packet on Friday and I look at it. Saturday morning, I read it again. Sunday afternoon, I read it again. And today, before I go to the meeting, I will.
Mary Becker has her own homework to do before every assembly meeting.
Everything is read in depth and then it's reviewed. It's again. That probably adds up to 4 or 5 hours, maybe, of bits and pieces, not necessarily straight through.
It's a bit of a turnabout for the former school teacher who may have been more used to handing out assignments to her elementary students.
I retired after 30 years and was a little bit restless. It was hard to stay finding enough to do after teaching, which is a very time-consuming and exhilarating type of job.
Becker currently represents District 1 on the CBJ Assembly.
And I really want to see that we do the best job we can for keeping Juneau as the home for our people and bring more people in and have our young people stay here.
Three of Becker's four children still live and work in Juneau. Her husband, Jim, is a gill netter and longliner, and he's been involved in local commercial fisheries activities ranging from DIPAC to the Pacific Salmon Commission. They've lived in the same West Juneau home for most of the 47 years that they have lived in Juneau. Before her first run for assembly, Becker served on the Social Services Advisory Board and was chair of the Juneau School Board. Now on the ballot for another 3-year term on the CBJ Assembly, Becker says there are unfinished priorities like improving the availability of housing in Juneau by implementing recommendations of an ad hoc housing committee.
We have started out with some of the big ones, like the subdivision standards, the tax deferral,
which gives developers a break on subdivided lots for as much as 5 years. Becker says some of the keys to making housing affordable may include allowances for taller buildings in the Willoughby District, more density elsewhere, and potential incentives for developers like a recent discount on sand for a West Juneau apartment project.
We, of course, are hoping for more houses. We have a lot of houses that have been built this year, and we're just feeling very good about that, and people have to have a home or they won't come here.
Becker currently serves as deputy mayor and chair of the Committee of the Whole, essentially an assembly work group. Although committee assignments will likely change after Tuesday's election, Becker currently serves on the Lands and Finance Committees. Her other duties include representing the CBJ at Southeast Conference, the UAS Campus Council, Alaska Committee, and the Chamber of Commerce, among other positions.
I think that I'm definitely pro-business, and I think I'm definitely development. And that is pretty much the chamber stance, too. And it's actually Southeast Conference stance to try to have development that keeps jobs, produces jobs, and keeps our region and our community growing.
Her other priorities include completion of the downtown Seawalk, additional airport improvements that could include the small plane terminal and concessions in the departure lounge, more jobs that will last beyond the tourism season, finalizing the comprehensive plan and creating an economic development plan, enhancing access to the capital city, and more work on downtown parking management.
Parking has improved in people's minds, but it's not perfect by any means. It's still a problem. I don't know that we will ever have enough parking for downtown. It's an amazing thing, but it's improved.
When it comes to potential redevelopment of the AJ Mine, Becker says finding a supplemental water supply should be a priority. She says other issues need to be resolved before the mine can be operated as safely and cleanly as possible.
I don't think we're ready for this, to be making a decision yet. I personally, if everything got worked out to where it was, I felt it was, water was good, everything was good, all systems go, I would not object to us seeing if there was someone who wanted to open this mine.
Outside of municipal government, Becker says she's a member of the Philanthropic Education Organization, a national group that promotes educational opportunities for women. She's also current chair of United Way of Southeast Alaska. Becker is running to serve another 3 years representing District 1, which includes Douglas Island, part of Admiralty Island, around Young Bay and the mainland, including Thane, to downtown Juneau and up to Lemon Creek in the airport. She's running unopposed. Qualified voters throughout the CBJ will be able to cast their ballots for that seat on October 1st. And you can go to our website at ktoo.org, where we have profiles of all the other candidates running for